All right, Warrior fans, welcome back. We got about 3 minutes to go here before the start of the boys' varsity game. Your Warriors here in Willamina taking on the Bulldogs. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber hopefully bringing you all the action. We tried to bring you all the action in the girls' game, but due to a streaming service problem that was outside of our control or Dave Adams at KLYC, we had about two and a half quarters off there.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 minutes, 4 minutes to go in the second. Maybe even before then, that's when we noticed.
That's when you figured out we were talking into thin air.
Yeah, that's thanks to Diane Ashton, let me know there. I had my phone in my pocket. I wasn't checking my text messages, and I kept feeling it buzz. And finally, I looked down, and it's Diane saying, hey, you're not coming through. So, all right.
We're missing those texts.
We are,
those guys get together and send nasty texts to us. Because the things that I say or don't say.
Or me. They tease us both. Give us a bad time about our on-air depictions. Okay, Warriors coming into this game, ranked 11th in the state, sitting overall in league at 4-6, and Willamina 11-9 overall, 17th in the state coming into this game, and they are, if I can pull up their page here, they are 4-6 in league also. So you've got the two teams tied for fourth place in league. The top team, Dayton, right now, and they don't have any losses in league.
Probably not going to get any either.
Well, I think the only team that can really knock them off that you would maybe place a bet on would be Santiam Christian if they were healthy.
Healthy.
But we don't know if their big kid is back yet at Santiam Christian. He wasn't when they played us, and we beat him in our place. Santiam and Horizon sitting in the 2 and 3 spots, and then Willamina and Amity. So this is a big game. Mm-hmm. This is for that number 4 seed. If we can come out with a 4 seed, we should get a home game in the week of districts and a chance to take on the third-place team and get ourselves into districts. So work cut out for us.
And if Tanner Lewis plays as advertised like he finally did against us, boy, they're
pretty tough to beat.
Yeah.
And, of course, you were running the clock, but I refer to him. You'll get this reference here. I refer to him as Tanner Lewis and the Lewisettes. Remember the Jordanaires?
Yes.
Michael Jordan and the Jordanaires. You had one guy you know that carried the load, and then everybody else just did their role, and that's what you saw against Dayton. Dayton had one guy who was the main threat, and then about four guys just doing their job out there all the time. Defensively, everybody doing their job. And then on offense, people just taking the shots they're supposed to take.
Junkyard dogs, because the rest of them are just they're feisty, and they get on the ground for every loose ball. I don't think Amity got one 50-50 ball the whole night.
Well, and I don't even know how many turnovers we had in the half court trying to dribble through doubles.
Yeah.
And they weren't immediate doubles. They were doubles as we put the ball on the floor. Then the double would come, and we just weren't finding the open man. People weren't making themselves available. And Scott would be the first one to tell you that starts falls on him and then down to the players. You know, it's got to be something where you've got to have something in place that works in that situation. And I'm sure that Scott has already watched tape on that and is already in the process of putting things into place to deal with that type of a defense again, because that's the first time we've seen a team that played man-to-man and then doubled every time Sam or Zach put the ball or Jason put the ball on the floor.
Well, that'll be the key to this game, I believe. If they let this turn into a junkyard dog fight, we need to step up, because Willamina's got some horses inside that can stay their ground and make it real tough to be inside. So
what they have is they have some athletes. We saw that in football season. Whether it's True Gibbons or Milton, mm-hmm. Bruckner's an athlete.
Yeah.
True Gibbons is really their best basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
He is starting for them tonight. He's a 5'8 point guard. They'll start Brad Milton, who's the best athlete on the floor, all-around athlete, excellent football player, very physical, and can get hot on the basketball floor, but he's not very consistent. He comes in running right about 6'1", and he's just put together. He looks like a college safety, just really jacked up. Ian Bruckner, a 5'10 guard. Abel Vanasek, 6'2 forward. And Haven Collins, a 6'2 post. Like I said, Ron, if Amity can run our offense, play within ourselves, this game should not even be close.
Mm-hmm.
It's when it gets ratty and sloppy and physical and you rush shots.
Breakdowns on offense,
yep.
Then we kind of go individual one-on-one stuff, and it just...
And then
we're not very good.
Then you're playing right into their hands.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see what happens here. Collins and Jaeger shaking hands. That'll probably be the last time they shake hands this game. I'm just guessing.
Unless it's forced by the referee.
Yeah, yeah, make you make up and they go sit on your benches. Collins listed at 6'2".
Well, it'll be interesting if these refs recall the same game they did in the girls' game, because we thought there was just a lot of...
Gibbons steps in front of White, steals the tap that Yeager won. Gibbons on the right side, works baseline, doubled down there, kicks it out. There's Banasek with a little jumper, and he gets things started with his first 2 points of the game. 2-0 Willamina. Nelson to White out on top of the center circle, shuffles it off to Parr. They go down low to Yeager, back out to White for three. Good.
Got it.
Sammy White under control.
And in the offense, excellent shot.
They went inside, came back out, got the open look at three-point range. Yeager didn't force it down low, and White got a nice look outside. Gibbons with it on the right wing. White D'ing him up tight, gives it over to Milton. Milton with Nelson on him. Warriors in man-to-man defense, extending way out to the center circle. Milton works right. Nelson, I know, just really had his hands full trying to play man defense on Tanner Lewis. Milton puts up a long three and hits it.
Wow.
About a 22-23-footer there. Like I said, Milton is a streaky shooter, and so you can't worry about giving him one. At the other end,
Sam.
White gets another look, misses this one. Nice board by Yeager on the left side and the weak side out to Blake. Blake fakes right, starts left, now goes baseline, gets all the way in, hangs, puts it up off the glass and in. Does any question he has the best body control of anybody in the league while he's in the air?
Had plenty of time.
He just hangs there looking to see what the defense is going to do and then decides whether he's going to reverse it or put it up on the strong side, whatever it is. Milton works off a nice little pick there. Nelson took a shoulder to the head, shakes it off, giving it out to Bruckner. Bruckner cross court to Gibbons. Gibbons gets the ball in the hands of Collins. Collins, Vanasek. Top of the key, swings it left to Gibbons. He drives, and we got a reach-in foul.
Yeah, that would be good if they're going to call it that way. It was lazy defense.
Fouls on White, wearing number 3 tonight.
We won't say why.
We won't tell you why. You'll have to just figure it out. If you have a teenage son, I'll bet you can figure it out. All right. His mom told us why. That's why we know. Inbound, out on top to Gibbons. Gibbons. Now we've got a zone, 2-3 zone, Ron. They come back out. Gibbons steps out to 25 feet, misses a long one. White with a long rebound. White pushes it up, don't have numbers. He slows it down on the left wing, kicks it out to Blake. Blake over to Parr. Now down on the right wing to Nelson. Looks inside, kicks it back out to Parr, swings it over to Blake on the left wing. Blake drives, fakes to Yeager. Step back 18-footer. Good. Kodiak kind of thought about that one. Took his time. Defense didn't come out, and he knocks it down. 7-5 Warriors. About 2.5 minutes into the first quarter here. Gibbons on the right wing, drives. White, good defense there, cuts him off, turns him in. He traveled. That is excellent defense by Sammy White.
Didn't use his hands, moved his body.
Took away the right-hand dribble and then got back in front of him when he spun back to his left hand and caused a travel. Blake with it on the left wing. First turnover of the game forced by the Warriors. Blake gets to the foul line, pulls up 15-footer. Ooh, halfway down and it pops out. Collins with a rebound. Gives it up to Bruckner. Bruckner ahead on the wing to Vanasek. Vanasek, Nelson on Vanasek now. Parr's got Milton on the other side. This is to Gibbons. Gibbons this time fakes left, goes right, hangs in the air, misses the shot. Good help by Kodiak Yeager to come across. Nelson with it in the open floor, and we've got a bumping foul there against Vanasek. Good job by Jason to force the action there. Make that defense have to either foul you or give you the lane. Warriors basketball on the sideline. Had somebody, I thought they were going to try to cut through my computer cords there. I was a little nervous. She went another way. White gets into the lane, up with the left hand, a little short, gets it back, puts up, misses again. Haven Collins with a rebound. Over to Bruckner. Warriors still with a 7-5 lead. Getting good shots, though.
Mm-hmm.
Each time down the floor, they've gotten a good quality shot. They haven't really forced anything. Bruckner working left, cut off by Blake. Goes in the low post to Collins. He turns, kicks it out to Milton for a 23-footer. Good. So it's Brad Milton's night, Ron.
Yeah. Rhythm jump shot. Not real tight defense.
8-7. But you got to, I mean, if somebody's going to take that, you're going to give it to him. There's a partial block by Bruckner on Blake's three. Milton with the rebound. They have an 8-7 lead and Bulldog basketball. Bruckner running the point out by the center circle. Works right. Still working right out to the wing. Now he goes mid-post to Collins. Collins faces up, swings the other side to Milton. Closed out quickly by Nelson
much,
there.
Much better.
He gives it up to Vanasek. They go mid-post now to Collins. He looks to pass first. Now he kicks it out to Vanasek. 18-footer right wing, buries it. And he holds that hand up there extra long. Abel Vanasek with four. Parr, left wing, starts to drive baseline, cuts back out. Now he drives to the top of the key and gives it up to White to reset the offense. 10-7, Warriors down three, halfway through the first quarter. Parr, Blake, off the weave handoff. Misses the long jumper there. Blake not on from deep.
Nope.
He may have to go back to putting the ball on the floor and attacking the hoop. He's 0 for 3 from outside the lay-in area there. 1 for 4 overall. There's a almost steal by Blake, though. Good anticipation on Bruckner's pass. He gets it up to Gibbons, though. Gibbons to Milton. Milton at 24 feet. Nelson right up on him. Gives it to Collins in the low post. Collins spins. Goes baseline. Fouled by Jaeger. 3:16 left to go. First quarter. 10-7 Willamina.
Nice drop step move.
Yep, it was. And he used his body. Created a little space as he turned. Kind of pinned the hip. And was able to get himself a nice open look there. Jaeger came down hard across the arms. Collins misses the foul shot. Collins a senior. Vanasek a senior. Milton a senior. Gibbons a senior. And Bruckner a senior. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of team they have next year, Ron.
Yeah.
Collins misses the second one. Bad long rebound. Went up over Josh Wart, who's just into the game. And we've got a timeout called by Willamina. Cliff Tony calling the 30-second timeout after they get a second-chance opportunity here.
It was such a bad miss that...
Yeah, Wart jumped for it. It went way up.
Oh, that was Kodiak.
High into the left. No, that was Josh. He was in the game.
Oh, he made it in? Yeah, yeah. Second shot.
Uh-huh. Yep, he came in between, right? So Willamina in leagues lost to... They lost on Monday to Horizon Christian by 10 at Horizon Christian, 50-40. They lost to Santa Am Christian by 1 at home.
On a last-second shot.
Yep. And here's the thing to know about playing Willamina. You're going to be lucky to score 50 points. So you just have to know that. Looking at the scoreboard, you can't get anxious about not scoring a lot of points. They're going to play good defense, get after you. It's their trademark. Mm-hmm. It's how they stay in games is by keeping the score down.
Yeah.
They're patient on the offensive end, and they're going to make you work hard on the defensive end, and that's okay. Gibbons to Bruckner. Got a 2-3 zone now by the Warriors. Wart, man in the middle. Jaeger and Nelson on the wings. Blake and White up top. Bruckner swings it all the way across. Knocked away by Nelson. Probably could have come
grabbed
down
it
with
that.
That's
hands.
What Sammy's telling him. Man, you had that. Jason shaking his head. And I wonder if he wasn't trying to grab that palm and kind of pull it down and just lost it. Because he's kind of looking at his hand funny there. Bruckner, right wing, out on top to Vanasek. Vanasek's jersey looks a little faded there, Ron. His is a different color. It's not white. I don't know what he washed it with. Milton on the right side goes high post to Collins. And
too late.
Yep.
Josh.
That's not Collins. That's Onstott into the game, another senior. And Wart got caught with his hand in the cookie jar there trying to reach around and make the play, and he was late. 2:40 left to go, first quarter. They lob it in out high to Vanasek. Swings it to Milton. Milton, 23-footer left wing. No good on this one. Ball tipped by Bruckner, but Blake gets it. You see how good athlete Bruckner is. Mm-hmm. He's given up 3-4 inches to Jaeger and still got up and tipped that ball away. Wart down low, turn, scores on the baseline. Josh Wart, his first basket.
Nice drop step. Didn't go left like his usually, went back to his right.
Warriors with a little trap here. They get it ahead to Milton on the left wing, cut off by White. Milton backs it out. Now swings it over to Bruckner. Back to Vanasek, tipped away and stolen by Nelson. Nelson finally gets it under control, takes it in, and he is fouled.
They're
going to call an offensive foul. I have no idea where that call came from, Ron.
Unless he pushed, stuck his elbow out to push, clear.
He had that ball in both hands, though, as he went up, anticipating the foul. Boy, that's a really tough call. Jason Nelson taking that in hard on Vanasek and gets called for the offensive foul. Vanasek was moving.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he held his position. Wow. All right, Bruckner with the ball, 10-9, Warriors down one. They're in a 1-2-1-1, diamond and one press here. And Gibbons gets it across, drives in, throws up a tough shot, no good. Wart with the rebound.
Just what you want them to do, I think. You need to get this game up to
change the pace. There's a bad pass by Nelson. I think he was going to Wart. Wart didn't know it. Wart was coming down the middle of the lane, not looking for the ball. That's just two kids that haven't played a lot together right there. Bruckner misses, rebound by White. White Gets it across half court. Goes out in the corner to Jaeger. Jaeger gets it tipped away by Vanasek. 10-9. Warriors down one. Minute 29 left to go first quarter. Into the game, Kyle Buzinski. Buzinski, not a great all-around basketball player, but he can shoot the lights out.
Yes, he can.
That is his one strength that he brings to the floor. If you leave him open, you're going to pay for it. Low post, Jaeger turns, jump hook, up, no good. Wart with the rebound, puts it up, and he's fouled. Josh Wart doing a great job on the offensive glass. He made the high post pass, Ron.
And then followed.
As Jaeger made his move, Wart came right down the middle of the key and got the offensive rebound. That's great hustle by the freshman.
He had a play like that in the Dayton game, too, where it's like, man, he got it from the top of the key.
Where'd he come from? Wart at the line. Buries the first one. Well, almost spoke that a little too soon.
I don't think that was buried.
Hey, Ron, we're on radio. They can't see. it hit the front of the rim, bounced around, and dropped in. So this one, he'll bury this one. Watch, Ron. There it is. It's up, and he's short on that one. Nelson tips it. Milton saves it. So Wart, one out of two from the line. 1:15 left to go. Tie game at 10. Right side. Buzinski out on top to Gibbons. They go high post to on stop. Back to Gibbons. He drives right side of the lane. Pulls up from 15. Off balance. Knocks it down.
Shot.
Got himself squared up in the air and hit his first basket of the game. White to Blake. 55 seconds. Blake crosses over. Top of the key. Goes back left. Gets inside all the way in and makes the lay-in. Wow. That was some pretty shifty ball handling there, Ron. If you'd done that when we were young, you would have got benched. Too much ball handling, but that was pretty slick. He had his defender on skates. Gibbons gets to the top of the key, gets inside, kicks it out to Buzinski. Blake closes well on him, and he hands back to Gibbons. 30 seconds left to go. Down on the baseline to Onstott, to Collins. Collins out, Gibbons for three, top of the key, hits it. Nobody got out on him. They lost Gibbons. We talked about him before the game. He's their best basketball player. You can't leave him alone. Warriors down three now, 15 seconds to go. White with it. Looking for some help. Goes cross-court to Blake. Blake with 10. Fakes the three. Will flinch. Goes right. Bounce pass. Tried to go to Nelson. It was kicked. No call. Milton with it. Headed down. White comes from behind and steals the ball. Nice job by Sammy White. Couldn't stay in bounds. Great hustle there to save a basket. That was about to be 2 points by Milton. Blake, I think, was kind of stunned expecting the whistle. When he saw it kicked, he just kind of froze and then didn't get back on defense. Gibbons inbound.
No threes.
1.2 seconds. Go to Collins. Collins turns, shoots off behind the backboard somehow, and no good. So after one, Warriors down 15-12, and we will take a break and be back with second quarter action here from Willamina High School. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. Second quarter getting ready to start here in Willamina, where the Warriors trail the Bulldogs 15-12. Really the story of the first quarter there, Ron. Three-pointers made by Willamina.
Yeah.
Gibbons was 1-for-1, Milton 2-for-3. That's 9 of their 15 right there. White leaves
nice
it for
pass.
Wart. Wart.
Oh, he lucked out.
Got to get better at expecting the ball. I think he gets caught looking at the rim, and you don't look at the rim until you see the ball go to the rim. And until then, you got to watch the ball. That was a good pass by Sammy. Should have been a lay-in for Josh. Josh, his pass knocked away, but Nelson saves it. Nelson, top of the key. And then he throws it away. White was going one way. Nelson threw the other way. Just sloppy basketball right there. Coach Nelson can't be happy about that sequence.
Yeah,
that was pretty ugly.
That whole 20 seconds was.
Milton on the left wing. Nelson up tight on him. Gives it up to Collins out by the center circle. To Gibbons down left corner to Milton. No open threes anymore. He drives baseline. Finds Gibbons cutting. Gibbons with a short shot blocked, I think, by Jaeger. Jaeger pulls it out of there. Good job by Kodiak. Not good defense by Sam. He turned his head on Gibbons, and Gibbons cut right to the basket. Wart, low box, out to Yeager for three. Good! Kodiak Yeager. Well, we could have used some of that against Dayton. We didn't hit many of those.
Well, Dayton doesn't give you that much room.
No, they don't. Warriors trapping a little bit. They get it across to Collins, over to Milton, down to Onstott on the baseline, back out to Collins, a little five-footer, rolls it in. Nice pass from one big guy to the other there, Ron.
Yeah.
6:45 remaining second quarter. Warriors down 17-15. White with it. Backs out. 2-3 zone for Bulldogs. He hands off to Yeager. Yeager spins at the foul line. Ooh. Bumps. Gives it back to White. White works off of Yeager's screen, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Yeager. That's his second foul.
Now we don't have Tommy Jackson tonight, so...
So it's going to be Tyler Parr back into
back
the game.
In. Yeah.
I think this is a team that when they don't have Onstott and Collins in the game, you can bring Brian Hatch in pretty comfortably because he's a good perimeter defender, and that's what you're going to need in this game. Onstott and Collins aren't going to kill you down low. They're not very athletic. They're just big bodies, but they don't make a lot of mistakes either, and they will rebound well. Milton with it, harassed by a double team, gives it up to Collins. He goes to Bruckner, cross court to Gibbons, looks at the three, takes a step sideways, takes the three, and buries it. The one kid you can't lose on the floor is Gibbons. They have a five-point lead. Blake goes baseline, gets stripped away by Gibbons. Gibbons pushes up the middle of the floor. Yeager back, has two fouls. Tough shot, missed. Nelson with the rebound. Good defense by Kodiak, not to foul there.
Yeah.
Jason Nelson gives it up to Blake. Blake, he's got Milton comes out on him. Blake crosses over, goes past Milton, gets in the key, up and under.
No.
Through contact, there's the foul. That's going to be an Onstott.
The underneath ref is 6 feet away from him. Didn't call it. The guy 35 feet away called it.
It was the right
better
call.
Perspective.
It was. It was the right call. There were a lot of bodies in there, but Zach Blake, Milton came out 25 feet on him, not wanting to give him the three. He crossed over on him and was past him in a flash. Blake buries that one at the foul line. The difference is you can't get past Braden Allen like that. He's a little too quick to beat off the dribble from 25 feet. And if you do, the help defense is coming. And it's coming with some slapping hands. Boy, they raked a lot of hands out there, got away with it.
Uh-oh.
Blake hits one, misses the other. Is that on Yeager?
No, I think it's on the big guy.
It's going to be on Wart. It is on Josh Wart, his first. Second foul. Ooh. Second foul on Wart. Sixth team foul on the Warriors. So Wart and Yeager both with two. Gibbons gets it into Collins, back to Milton, now back to Gibbons.
Oh, you got
Gibbons
this.
Gets it across half court. Nelson on him. Over to Milton. Milton hitting a popping out Onstott. Swings it left side to Bruckner. He goes back to Collins. Collins to the basket. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Back out Milton for three. Right angle. Looks good. No good. Ward going to get called for over the back.
Yeah.
That's his third.
That was just bad. Bad.
He was being boxed out. He went up high to try to get the ball and put a hip into his back, I guess. So that'll get Sammy back into the game. And that's 1-1 for Onstott. That's a tough call. Josh Wart picking up his third foul. He's only played about, 5 minutes of this game? 4 minutes? Something like that.
And he's a factor when he's in the game, for sure. But that one, it's a tough call.
Onstott hits the front end of the 1-1. Warriors find themselves in a 6 or 5 point hole here. Second one, up and buries that one. Rattled the cage a little bit and got it to go. Warriors down 22-16, 5:25 left to go second quarter. Yeager with it, way out on the left side, or the right side, excuse me. Now White on the left side with it, crosses over, dribbles out to the top of the key and shovels it over to Parr, down in the right corner to Blake. Blake fakes the drive, back out to Parr. Parr, center circle with it, now goes to Yeager. Yeager drives baseline,
that's
and he's fouled by Onstott on the, no, by Collins on the drive.
Quicker.
It's going to be Warrior basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. White will trigger it in. Goes way out high to Jaeger. Right side to Nelson. Back out to Jaeger. Jaeger to White. White, uncontested, top of the key. No good.
And no rebound. Boy, yep. Just didn't even go to the boards.
Bulldog basketball. Gibbons with it. Swings it left side to Milton. Milton goes in, gets the ball back out, misses the three.
That's over the back.
Blake battling, goes and gets it. Nice box out by Blake on Onstott. Only giving up about a foot to him. Jaeger in the corner, hits Parr. Parr back to Jaeger for three. No good, and it's out of bounds. Oh. And it bounces high off the top of the backboard. So a little struggle there for the Warriors on the offensive end. They really can't seem to figure out what they want to do right now. Jackson out this game, got hurt in that Dayton game again, re-injured his back. I don't know if it's the same place or if it was another back injury, but went down hard, battling, and not dressed down tonight. Bulldog ball, Gibbons in the corner, they trap him, goes to Bruckner, fakes the three, backs it out, goes out to Onstott, swings it left side to Milton, down low to Collins. Collins working on Parr, back
wide
out,
open.
Gibbons for an open three, good. Well, I'm not a rocket scientist, Ron, but before the game I said the one guy that you can't leave alone is Gibbons, and he's got three wide-open three-pointers. Blake with a nice drive gets to the basket and scores again. Zach does not have it going from the outside tonight, but he has found a way to be effective going to the basket. Gibbons might have traveled, no call, gets all the way to the basket, scoops up a left-hand lay-in off the backboard. It's 27-18, Warriors down 9. A lot like the girls' game here, Ron, where they just can't seem to find any offensive rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not rebounding much. They're not getting great defensive stops. Nelson in the left corner with it. Jaeger swings it to Parr up top. Parr down to Jaeger, back out to Blake. Takes a 23-footer sure. Right side.
Oh,
halfway down and would not stay. Blake's had two now pop out, one from the foul line. On a jump shot, and then that one from wide open, 23-footer, halfway down. Milton at the other end misses a three. That was a bailout for the Warriors there, because if they went to Gibbons, we don't have any answers for him. Blake at the other end, fakes to White, fakes the three, now goes to Nelson. His shot blocked by Haven Collins. He was stepping out of bounds when he came down with the rebound. Nelson pats him on the back, says nice job. Brian Hatch into the game.
How about a fake and drive?
Yeah, well, next time, right? Mm-hmm. Now that you know he's going to challenge the shot. I never mind getting a shot block once. I'll use that against you the next time. But getting your shot blocked on the same move more than once is unforgivable. Parr with it. Brian Hatch into the game. Blake out. White, top of the key. Starts to drive. Gives it up to Nelson. Nelson on the dribble drive all the way in. Bumped. No call. There's
there
the call.
It.
And again, it was the outside official, even though it's the other guy. The guy's underneath not seeing the fouls about the right at the rim there. 27-18, Warriors down 9. 2:23 left to go, second quarter. Nelson to the line to shoot two. That's a good take by Jason. First one good.
Like the free throws going in.
Yeah. Well, they're not going in at a high enough rate, Ron. We are 3 out of 5 so far.
That's better than normal. Early on, we have not been good foul shooters in the first half.
Nelson rattles the cage, gets the second one to drop in. Warriors back within 7. As poorly as the Warriors have played on both ends of the floor, being down 7, not that bad. There's a tip by Hatch out of bounds.
He can do that top part.
Yeah, I think
the top of that one.
Brian allows them to really extend defensively without having to use Blake or White. It's a 2-3 zone. They extend a long ways. There's a dribble in. Milton gets it, kicks it over to Vanasek. Left corner, Bruckner, 18-footer, no good. Milton tips it twice, gets the rebound, kicks it out to Gibbons. Hatch knocks it away. No, he didn't touch it.
No.
Wow, I thought he hit that ball. Milton thought he hit it too. See, Milton going, how is that their ball? I think Hatch might have touched that, but doesn't matter. Referees didn't see it. Warriors ball. They go down low to Jaeger. Jaeger turns, gets
might
inside.
Got a foul.
He got fouled, no call, and Onstott with the rebound.
So
Gibbons pushing up the right side. Gets into about 18 feet, backs it out to the corner. They double team him out there. There's a lob pass, terrible. And now we've got a timeout taken by Cliff Tony.
They were in trouble.
Yeah, they were. They were really struggling. The Warriors were double teaming everything on that right side of the floor. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here. Score is 27-20 so far for the Warriors. Zach Blake with 7, Jaeger 5, White 3, and Wart 3, Nelson 2. And it's been the true Gibbons show. Gibbons has 13 points in the game run. Brad Milton with 6 on 2 threes. Vanasek with 4. Collins with 2. Onsott with 2. It's exactly what, you know, we don't scout teams. We just know what we see from watching them play.
Right.
But, you know, even with that little bit of knowledge, there were two things that I knew were going to be true about this game. Number one, Gibbons is the guy you have to deal with on the offensive end. You can't leave him alone. Number two, Milton's a streak shooter. You know, he's going to hit a couple, but he's not going to beat you all game long from three-point range. But he will beat you with the hustle plays like we just saw, tipping the ball twice and then getting the rebound and kicking it back out. Gibbons with it, gets it to Milton. Milton, Warriors in a 2-3 scrambling defense. Jaeger with a steal.
Really
nice job.
Good defense.
Yep, Kodiak read that lob to the baseline and came down and got it. Nelson in traffic, out to Parr, fakes the three. Good closeout by Milton. He gives it up to White. White, dribble drive, right side, gets in with the left hand. He's fouled and scores! Sammy White.
Finished. That was a nice left-hand lay-in.
That was. I thought he was going to end up going right with that. He got right into the heart of the defense, switched to the left hand at the last second, got it on the glass, and drew contact.
That's 3 on 21.
So Vanasek picking up his third. Mm-hmm. He goes out. That brings Collins back in.
Which is, I think that's a step down.
In some ways, it gives him less ball handling. White hits the free throw, as White usually does, and he's got 6 in the game. It's a 4-point game. Minute 10 left to go. Second quarter. Left side with it. Bruckner escapes White's pressure, goes high post to Collins. He lobs over to Milton. They trap him, then they give it up to Collins. Gibbons misses an open three for the first time. Rebound by Bruckner, gives it to Milton. Milton, left wing, picks up his dribble. Gives it out to Collins, way out top. Back to Milton on the left wing. Milton starts to drive, keeps going, then throws
Should
it away.
That.
Parr with a steal. Parr. Milton just trying to do way too much. Parr wanted the three, doesn't get it, goes all the way in, goes deep, out to Hatch. Hatch, Jaeger. Jaeger swings it to Nelson. He backs it out. 30 seconds. I thought Jason was going to take that three.
Yeah.
4-point game coming up on the 22nd mark, and it looks like the Warriors are content to play for one shot here. As Nelson stands by half court, dribbles it. 15 seconds to go. Now he starts moving. Works right. Gives it to Parr. Parr, high
back
post.
Door.
There's the back door to White. Lays it up and misses
it. Wide
he was
open
right
lane.
There. And with 5 seconds.
Look who's got it. Look who's got it.
Drew
Stay
Gibbons,
in his face.
They trap him. He throws up a heave. No good at the buzzer.
We had three guys on him for a change.
And he's still got a decent shot off all things considered. Warriors down 27-23. Should have been a 2-point game. Sammy, that was a great, well-diagrammed play. They ran a high post and then a back door. Sammy cut down the left side of the key all by himself and somehow missed it. It just happens sometimes in basketball. All right, we got 10 minutes on the clock here. We're going to take a little break, rest our voices some, and get some commercial sponsorships played here. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Oh, welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here, the boys' varsity game. Willamina leading the Amity Warriors 27-23 after two quarters. Warriors were led in the first half by Zach Blake with 7, Sam White with 6, 5 for Kodiak Jaeger, 3 for Josh Ward, and 2 for Jason Nelson. Bulldogs got 13 out of True Gibbons, 3 three-pointers in 5 attempts. Brad Milton with 6 on a couple of three-pointers. Abel Vanasek, 4, 2 each for Collins and Onstott. So Warriors basically just need to tighten up their defensive end, not give Gibbons open looks, get a hand on Milton. They did that a better job of that in the second quarter. But got to know where Gibbons is all the time.
Yes.
He is the one guy that could simply light you up from three-point range or take you off the dribble and score. So he's a tough threat. Offensively, you know, the Warriors just missed a lot of open shots. Zach Blake doesn't have it going from three-point range tonight, so he spent his time taking people off the dribble, and White doing a good job both with the perimeter shot a little bit and taking people off the dribble a little bit, and so kind of a little mix from him. But, you know, that zone does a tough job on Kodiak. Kodiak not able to find that high post shot.
No. He hit one, a nice 18-footer mid-range jumper. It would be nice to keep Josh Wharton in the ballgame also.
It would. Wharton with 3 fouls in the first half, Yeager with two, and so somebody just buried a almost half-court shot. He was in the center circle anyway. Pretty good shot. Some give it a Portland Trailblazer shirt on. All right. Got about 3 minutes to go. We'll take a couple more commercial breaks, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. About 40 seconds to go here before the start of the third quarter. What were you going to say, Ron?
It's going to be Willamina ball.
They will have it possession to start the third quarter. Warriors will be moving left to right in front of us. We're on the far side of the gym here. Willamina Gymnasium only has, well, has a little bit of seating, kind of like student section type seating on the far side, but only like, you know, maybe seating for 50 people or 60 people, something like that. And then most of the bleachers are on the side opposite of the teams. And so that's where we're sitting, up at the top row.
This has a whole feeling just about like the girls' game where we just play catch-up, catch-up, catch-up and can't quite get to the next, which I think if we could get it tied or whatever, then makes it a ball game.
Absolutely. Bruckner with it. He brings it up across half court. Wants to give to Gibbons. Does. Sammy tied up on him. Gibbons drives. Kicks to Milton. Milton on the left wing. Nelson up in his grill there. Out to Onstott. And they go with the two bigs to start the third quarter, Ron, and keep Vanasek on the bench with his 3 fouls. I think they know we had some problems with both bigs in the game on the boards. They go down low to Onstott. Knocked away. Fouled by Parr coming across his shoulder.
No position. Played it straight from the back.
And then tried to knock it away.
Yeah.
You can't do both. You can play behind, but you can't try to knock the ball away if you're playing behind. If you play on the side, you can go for the ball, but then you're giving up that low post position if he catches it. Willamina ball. They've got it in. Collins gives it up to Bruckner. Bruckner on the right wing. Mid post to Onstott. Not a very skilled post player. Not very athletic. He goes to Milton. Milton goes baseline,
traveled.
And he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, could have been a travel, too, I think. He got out of bounds before he traveled. So either way, he was turning that ball over. Warrior basketball down 4 early in the third. First possession of the game, or the half for the Warriors. Blake looking for a cutter. Not there. Out on top to Yeager. Swings it over to White. Now White gives to Jason. Nelson, Parr, top of the key, 3-pointer. Good!
Nice.
Tyler Parr, 21-footer from the top of the key. His first shot of the game goes in. Almost looked like it was designed to get him a look, what didn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Bruckner with it, hands to Gibbons in the right forecourt. Gibbons drives on White, backs up. White closes out well on him. And there's a Nelson
get
knocks it away. White with a steal. White in the open court. Milton tips it. White takes it all the way in and scores.
Makes that lay in.
Well, I don't think he ever had a good enough handle to make a pass. I think he would have. He just couldn't quite get the handle on that. And by the time he did, he was inside the foul line. And Kodiak was done looking for the ball. Gibbons on the right wing. Warriors now up 1.
Oh.
Inside. Collins misses a bunny. Gets his own board. Kicks it back out. Gibbons on the right wing.
Cleared
himself. Step back for 3.
Oh.
Banks it in. I can't believe that was on purpose, but it went in. And he's got 16 in the game. Yeager, middle of the key, steps through, right hand jump shot, no good, tipped. Nelson hustling for the rebound and can't save it. I think he was going to try to flip that behind his back to White and just never got a handle on it as he was headed towards the bench there. So a missed opportunity for the Warriors there.
We had a lead.
Well, 30-28. They get it in barely before the 5 seconds. The official actually put the ball down on the ground because nobody showed up to inbound it. Gibbons with it. Gibbons feeling good about himself after banking in that 3. Out on top to Bruckner. High post. Collins. Collins swings it back over to Bruckner on the left wing. Gets his couple of screens. Works right. Gives it to Gibbons. Gibbons on the right wing. Goes high post to Collins. Kicks it out in the corner to Bruckner for 3. No good. Collins with a long rebound. Out to Milton. Milton goes low post down to Onstott. There's knocked away. And
nice
job
play
by Jason to save that to Parr. Tyler in traffic with it, kicks it out to Blake. Blake fakes the 3, drives in, hangs from 5,
missed.
No good. Rebound by Onstott. A couple of good opportunities there for the Warriors, not able to capitalize. Gibbons will set the offense up. Goes high post to Collins, back to Gibbons on the left wing, puts up a spot up 3, good.
Oh.
If you let him get his feet set, Ron, He will show you what the bottom of the net looks like as it flips up at you. White driving left. Timeout taken by the Warriors. Coach Nelson going to get something set up here. Warriors are down 5, 4:53 left to go third quarter. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here. So Gibbons continues his hot shooting. He's got 19 in the game, Ron.
I think he's maybe three misses.
Well, I think he has two misses from three-point range is what I've got. I don't know if he's got any misses from twos or not, but he is 5 out of 7 from three-point range. He's got 19 points in the game. As effective as Tanner Lewis was against us, but he does it a little differently. Gibbons is looking for that spot-up three. He really doesn't want to take you off the drive all the way to the basket. He's not a big physical kid. They list him at 5'8". I think he's at least that, but he's not a big kid. But you talk about somebody who's worked on his game. He was a good shooter last year off the bench for them, sometimes started, sometimes came off the bench. This year, he's the man. You know, and they run their offense around looking for him to get shots. Milton hitting those two early threes wasn't really part of their designed offense. They want to get the ball in the hands of Milton, much like Dayton wants to get the ball in the hands of Tanner Lewis. We'll get that right. Warriors basketball. White with it out top. Starts to drive right. Comes back. Backs it up. He's got Bruckner on him. Hands off to Blake. Blake, right wing. Drives left. Almost got a moving screen there on Jaeger.
Yeah.
He was leaning into that one. If he had made more contact, it would have been a moving screen. Blake drives, baseline, steps through, off the glass, and in. Just looking for something, right?
Yep.
Just seeing what the defense would give him. Blake with 9 in the game. Gibbons works right. See, I look at him next to White. I think he's probably at least 5'9", maybe 5'10". He's White's height. There's a foul down low on Parr, trying to battle with Onstott down there. Onstott at least 2 inches and 50 pounds heavier than Parr.
Yes.
And Tyler having to really battle him for that low position. 33-30, Willamina with the lead halfway through the third quarter. Bruckner triggers it in the corner to Collins. Good tight defense there by Jaeger, and he can force the turnover. Collins tried to dribble past him for some reason and stepped out of bounds. That's a horrible inbounds play to inbound it to your big guy in the corner with a guy on him. Blake, right corner, drives.
Lay in.
It got knocked away. Blake gets it back, struggling to get the shot off. It got blocked by Onstott down there, and Bruckner comes out of there with it, ahead to Gibbons. Gibbons
find him.
Wanted to shoot the three, goes high post to Collins. Collins out by the top of the key with it. Bounce pass to Milton on the left wing. Milton, Nelson right up in his grill. Milton, good athlete, very strong, but not as quick as Jason. Collins drives, offensive foul. As he clears out with a left arm on the drive. We don't see that call very often.
No.
That's an NBA call you see a lot, where guys drive and kind of hook with that left arm to try to get better position. Most high school players are not that sophisticated that they can get away with it, and that's why, because when you do it, it's a pretty easy offensive foul call. To get away with that, you have to be more subtle. Warriors basketball down 3. Blake on the left wing. Had a rough trip last time down. Jaeger out top. Gives it back to Blake on the left wing. Now they go low post to Parr. Parr working on Onstott, squares him up. They double down. He goes back out to Blake for 3. Bounces around. Milton tips it off the backboard. Nelson had it, couldn't hang on to it. Is that 4 times today?
Yeah.
Jason's had a ball in his hands and just could not corral it. Normally very sure-handed. Ron was talking to me at halftime just saying Jason just doesn't quite seem like himself. He's just not, he doesn't have that edge that he normally has. And that's another one of those cases. He's playing hard. He's leaving it all out on the floor, but he's just having a hard time with his fine motor skills.
Ooh.
And we've got the ball knocked out of bounds by Blake or Nelson over there on the sideline. Wart in. He'll get Parr out. Tyler hit his only field goal attempt of the quarter. But when they went in the post to him, they doubled down, and he can't do anything with that. He just doesn't have the size down there at 6 feet tall. Bozinski. Lobs down low to Onstott. Wart recovers. Onstott goes right, goes up, off the glass, and in. Nice strong move by Tanner Onstott. He's got 4 in the game, and it's back to a 5-point game. White, top of the key, swings it over to Blake. Blake fakes the three, now goes into Jaeger on the low post. Cross court, Nelson fakes the three, dribbles in, bounce pass down to Wart. Wart too deep on the baseline. Backs it out. Gives it up to White.
Oh,
open
my
look from 3. No good. Jaeger tips it. Blake chases it down right wing. Blake drives baseline. Pulls up. Out to Nelson.
Give it to him!
Nelson down low to Jaeger. Jaeger works his way in, kicks it back out to Blake. Open
Should
look
be.
From three-point range. Good! Zach Blake finally getting an open shot to drop for him. That might turn things around in this game for him. 35-33 in favor of Willamina with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hard-fought game. Neither team has been able to establish control of this game and keep it. Onside down low. Going to be fouled by Wart from behind.
Bad position.
Onside put the – they lobbed over Wart. Onside got that low position on him and then put the brakes on. He fumbled the ball, put the brakes on, and Josh just ran into the back of him.
Yeah.
Easy call. Wart out. Par back in after a short breather there. Minute 47 left to go, third quarter. Warriors down two. Willamina ball. Baczynski goes low post to Onstott. Works his way down. Kicks it out to Baczynski for three. No good. Ball tipped once. Milton chases it down. Jaeger fouled him, right?
Yeah.
Third foul on Kodiak.
We're back to that loose ball, 50-50 ball, and not getting it.
We haven't had a lot of those the last few games. We didn't get any against Dayton, I don't think.
Oh, I see. Yeah, we haven't.
Yeah, they haven't. They out-hustle us for everything. And tonight we're getting out-hustled probably 80% of the time. Gibbons with it up top. Goes right wing to Baczynski. Baczynski out to Milton. Milton, top of the key, drives left, pulls up, foul line. Blocked by Nelson. Nelson comes down with it.
She Nelson lay in out of this.
Drives all the way to the rim, and the ball pulled away and fouled by Milton. Jason wanted to pass that ball ahead, I think, but there was a white jersey back with Blake, and he just couldn't get it ahead to him. Nelson will go to line to shoot two, a chance to tie this game up with a couple of free throws here. 1:21 left to go, third quarter. Nelson's first one short, barely got to the rim. Jason, 2 for 3 out of the line tonight, on the line tonight. He'll have one more. Second one, perfect. So Jason gets his third point, and it's a one-point game as we come in on a one-minute mark here of the third quarter. Bruckner on the left wing, trying to go inside to Onstott. Good defense. Now they get it to him. Onstott dribbles across, out to Baczynski for three. Good. Oh, I thought that one was good.
Ooh.
He missed it completely. It was an air ball. There's a pass ahead. White gets it to Jaeger. Jaeger fouled by Baczynski coming flying in there. He tried to block the shot. I thought Baczynski hit that. It went down so clean. Didn't touch the rim, I thought. And then I realized the net didn't move, and we had a rebound. So I guess I need my glasses back on, Ron. I don't have them on right now. Under a minute to go here, third quarter. Warriors down one, and Jaeger goes to the line. Takes
tell me
dribble.
Those are your football glasses.
They are. Misses the first one. Nelson's 3 out of 4. Blake's 1 for 2. Wart's 1 for 2. Jaeger's now 0 for 2. Nelson tips it, and then it's knocked away from him by Onstott with Warriors basketball. That could have been an over-the-back call, and that's what the Willamina fans want for sure. Warriors basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. Out on top, and Gibbons with a steal. He read that all the way. Gibbons going in. Blake tries to block it. Gibbons lays it up with the left hand. That was silky smooth there. Gibbons with 21 in the game, Ron. Jaeger takes a look from three-point range in the left corner. Back out to Nelson, now to Blake. Blake, dribble drive, over to Nelson, fakes the three out in the corner to White. White drives, gets in the lane, kicks it out to Blake, now to Nelson. He'll put up a three from the left wing, no good.
Nope.
Jaeger tips, Milton with the rebound. Ball knocked loose, Nelson with it, takes it in, right side, and
There's
then he is fouled as he gets hit on the side of the head by Onstott. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Bulldogs. Warriors basketball out of bounds.
That was some 50-50 balls we got.
Yeah, that was a little bit better, huh?
Jason's hasn't done much offensively, but he's sure been hustling this third quarter.
Jaeger with it, out to Blake. Blake tries to go in the corner to White. White didn't go to the corner. He must have got cut off on the baseline. Good defense by Willamina. Zach anticipated him going there and threw the ball to the corner, and Sammy wasn't there. 15 seconds left to go. Warriors down three. Gibbons, the right wing with it. And there's Nelson
Jason.
Tipping it away. Jaeger with it in the open floor. They get back well on defense. Parr puts up a three. No way on that.
So.
Way short. And that is the end of the quarter. That's why he was trying to get it up.
We didn't see the clock.
Yep. End of the quarter. Tyler trying to force something up there. So We were down 4 at halftime, Ron. We're down 3 as we head to the fourth quarter. 37-34, Bulldogs. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the fourth quarter, 37-34. Bulldogs ahead of the Warriors. Two teams tied for fourth place in the West Valley League. Warriors have the tiebreaker, but you got to stay tied to get that, and you can't do that with a loss here tonight. They need the win. High post, Jaeger. Wanted to go back door to Blake. Good defense by Gibbons. Goes right side to Nelson. Layers. Nelson drives. He's fouled on the drive.
Ooh.
Jason with a good take. Was that Milton with a foul? Yes.
Yeah.
So Milton picks up his second, fifth team foul on the Bulldogs.
Nobody's really in foul trouble. Well, Josh Ward's got
Ward's
four.
Ward's got four, yeah.
Nobody else has more than that.
White to trigger it in.
Either team. Throw the ball.
Struggling to get it in. Finally, way out top to Jaeger. We were at least 4 seconds there. Now to Blake. Blake out high, top of the circle.
Lay in.
Drives, gets all the way in, and misses it. Jaeger puts it up. He gets hit. No call. Parr tips it.
Oh, loose ball again.
Collins gets it, and somehow.
Jaeger.
Okay, I got to tell you, Ron, the official, there's no way that official could see that foul. He called it based on the action. The official that could actually see what was going on did not make a call. That is the fourth, I think, on Jaeger.
No, they called it on Blake.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't see that. Yeah. Jaeger, if anybody. All right. They get the ball. Milton has it inbound. Warriors extend to a little bit of full court man here. Blake will pick up a little token pressure on Bruckner as he brings it up. Gets up tight on him as he crosses half court. Bruckner goes to Collins. Collins pushes Parr to the floor. Parr can't get back up. Collins gets the ball right back from Milton and scores. No call there, and Collins has four in the game. White baseline loses it, knocked out of bounds by Milton. And we get the Willamina kid himself, Michael Duncan, coming into the game. 7:07 left to go. This is his gym. 39-34, Warriors are down. They have the ball. Out on top, Jaeger goes to Parr in the mid post. Can't hang on to it. Steal by Gibbons. Gibbons.
Don't leave him.
Drives in.
Don't leave him.
Takes left, goes right, hooks a pass, knocked away. Oh. Collins gets it, pushes it out to Bruckner. Bruckner to all alone, True Gibbons for three from the left wing, and he buries it. 24 in the game for Gibbons. They have an 8-point lead. And the Warriors are just getting killed on the offensive end. Duncan penetrates in, throws a bounce pass between Kodiak's legs and out of bounds. The Warriors falling apart a little bit here. 42-34. Lots of time to get it back together. This is a tough team to put runs on, though. Defensively, they get after you, and it's not easy to go on a big run against them. Gibbons, especially not if you keep leaving Gibbons wide open for threes. High post. Collins turns, goes baseline, hooks a little bit, gets it to Milton, slapped away. He gets it back. Milton out to Bruckner. Bruckner swings it to Vanacek. Now over to Gibbons. White right up in his grill. Gibbons with it, 30 feet from the basket. Drives right, hooks a pass back out. Nelson tips another one off Vanacek and out of bounds. Nice job by Jason. It won't go in the books as a steal, but effectively that's what it is.
Who's out? Blake's in.
Parr out, Blake in.
Yep.
So the Warriors get a little smaller. Maybe a little bit better outside shooting here. They've got White, Blake, Nelson, Duncan, and Jaeger on the floor. White hands off to Duncan. Duncan dribble drive, hands to Nelson. Nelson top of the key with it. Crossover to Duncan for three, short. Blake tips it, Jaeger with the rebound. Jaeger out to White. He's got an open look at a three, way short. Barely hit the rim. Milton with it. Boy, 2 3-pointers wide open. They missed. Gibbons drives in, left hand, misses. Ooh. Jaeger can't hang on to the rebound. Tipped out of bounds by Collins. Warriors get a break there, Ron.
Because Gibbons had a wide open lay-in.
I think he might have thought he was going to get fouled. Put it up a little strong, as a shooter will do sometimes. 5:40 to go in this one. Warriors still down 8. Blake, 25-footer straight out, halfway down. That's the third time tonight, Ron. He's had a ball halfway in and pops out. He's just that much off on his shot, a couple of inches. Left corner, Vanacek for 3, no good. Ball tip. Milton gets another one. How many loose balls has Milton had in this game? He just gets in the lane, gets after every loose ball, tips rebounds, chases them down. There's a steal by Blake, throws it back in off of Milton. Milton saves it. They swing it to Gibbons, fakes the 3, steps back, takes the 3, no good, and the long rebound out in the corner, no good.
Whoa.
Gibbons playing with some confidence. He faked the 3, took a quick dribble, stepped back, and took the 3 and just back rimmed it. Still an 8-point game with 5 minutes to go. Nelson drives, gets bumped. There should be a foul there. Finally, they call that. And Cliff Tony not happy at all. That'll get you a T. Wilhelmina fans are the best officials in the world, Ron. Just listen to them. Got a couple of them down here to our left who don't have a clue what the call should be on the floor. White gets it in. Duncan in the corner, penetrates in, little floater, no good, and the rebound by Collins. Milton has it. Milton loses some sort of wrapping off of his arm. And then we've got a timeout as they get that junk off the floor. Wilhelmina ball right here at half court. 4:48 left to go. Fourth quarter, Warriors down 42-34. Ron, I tell you, if you get 50 points against this team, you've had a good night. And the Warriors are going to need a pretty good spurt to get into the mid-40s. Gibbons gives it to Bruckner. Bruckner, Collins, top of the key. No reason to guard him out there unless you're going to try to force a turnover. They get it to Gibbons. Gibbons drives left, puts it up short. White pulls out of there with a nice rebound. Ripped it right away from Gibbons. White, the open floor. He's going to take it in. He just lost it off his hands and out of bounds. Wart in, Duncan out. They brought Michael in, trying to hope he'd give him a little offense, but he was 0 for 2. Didn't contribute much.
You just got a feeling if they make another basket, it's going to be really... If we could make a basket, I think it would get close. If they make a basket, it's just going to get away from us.
So you say we're teetering here, Ron.
Yes.
They get the ball into Gibbons. White on him. Gibbons hooks a pass. If Zach had seen it, he would have had a steal. Bruckner back to Gibbons. What? Gibbons pulls up, swings a pass off the hands of Vanacek, chases it down. Blake saves it off of Vanacek. He saves the ball, and they got him for stepping out of bounds. Zach Blake, that's twice he's made a steal out there, throwing it back in, and Wilhelmina kid's been able to save it instead of having to go off him. And we've got a timeout taken. Should be Warrior ball when we come back. This is going to be a full timeout, I think. Waiting to see the call on that for sure. It is a full. We will take a break also. This is Amity Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
42-34, Wilhelmina, 4:05 left to go, fourth quarter. Warrior boys teetering on the verge of a loss and dropping into fourth or fifth place.
Fifth. Yeah,
they're
fifth.
Tied for fourth right now. Actually, they have the tiebreaker with Wilhelmina. But they would drop to fifth with a loss here tonight. Milton out to Gibbons. Gibbons harassed by Blake. Drives, knocked by Duncan. He finds Collins. Collins down low, kicks it out. Milton for 3. Good. Wow.
That's the basket I just thought.
That was what you were worried about.
Yeah.
11-point lead. The Warriors now desperate. Blake drives, hangs, misses the shot. Collins with the rebound. They do such a good job of letting you bring the contact to them, staying vertical, and using their length to change your shot. Blake misses the steal. Gibbons goes behind his back, between his legs, hooks a pass, Duncan with the steal. Trying to do a little too much there. There's a pass ahead of Jaeger to Blake.
Nice pass.
Blake lays it up, misses. And that's the story of the game right there. Zach Blake missing a lay-in where nobody really contested it. Bruckner with it, brings it across half court. White going to come in, next dead ball. Bruckner hands off to Milton. Milton starts to drive, knocked away, gets it back. Duncan pretty active there. They can run some clock. They're down to 3 minutes. Warriors are down 11. Hand off to Milton. Milton, they've got to reach in there on Duncan. See, harasses Milton. 16 foul on the Warriors. It's going to be a pretty tough loss, Ron, if this one goes in the L column.
Yeah. Willamine at home is tough. Is a tough game.
They are. Well, this is a team we beat by one at our place, right?
Yeah, and Santa Ana beat them. No, we lost to them. We lost to one. We lost up there by one.
We lost here by one, or at our place by one in a game where, yeah, we came off that tough loss to Dayton and then didn't. Missing. We didn't have Kodiak.
Kodiak
and Tommy.
And Tommy both.
And so tonight, though, it's been the true Gibbons show.
There's
a steal by Wart. Wart in the open floor.
Don't know.
He's going to take it in. Finger roll it. He is fouled. He'll go to the line.
Had an idea.
I'll tell you what. These are not shooter's rims. These are tight rims.
Real tight rims.
If the ball hits the rim, it's popping out almost every time.
Yeah.
As opposed to Amity, where you hit the rim, it'll bounce four times and then drop in for you. Wart to the line. Chance to cut this down to single digits. Hits the first one. You talked about we'd like to see Josh Wart play a lot more minutes, but when you're in foul trouble,
can't.
You're going to sit on that bench. He's got to do a better job of staying out of those fouls. And a lot of just ticky-tack ones, positioning fouls.
Oh.
Misses the second one badly. 10-point game. Collins with the rebound. Gives it to Milton. Milton drives on Nelson. Milton's just so physical. He just bullies his way where he wants to go. And they get the ball out by half court. Looked like it wasn't over and back. It took the official a little while to figure out what he had seen because it was right on top of the Bulldog.
Yes.
And the line changes from black to an outlined gray Bulldog line there and then back to black. And I think all that mixture of that picture and the line changing messed him up for a second. And then he thought about it, and about a second and a half later he made the call.
This is a key position. Possession, sorry.
We got a full timeout here. 2:27 left to go. Fourth quarter. We'll be right back on KLYC McMinnville, home of the Amity Warriors.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:27 left to go. Fourth quarter, Warriors down 10. They have the ball, and it's kind of now or never, Ron.
Yeah.
Because both teams in the bonus, and the Warriors need some quick points here. White with
cleared
a drive, gets all the way in there, and scores with the left hand on the right side. Sammy White with a nice drive. He's got 10, I think, now in the game. Milton swings it over to Gibbons. Gibbons gets past Blake, still dribbling, loses it, gets it to Bruckner. Bruckner hands off to Vanasek, now to Milton. Coming up on the two-minute mark, eight-point game. Out on top to Vanasek. He's traveled. You see him shuffle his feet there. No call. Milton with it. Drives on Nelson, gets to the rim and lays it in. No help defense there. Milton with 11 in the game now, his first two-pointer.
Another layup.
All the way
missed
in.
It.
Jason Nelson misses the lay-in at the other end, and the Warriors foul.
The wrong guy.
They're going to put True Gibbons on the line to shoot 1-1. 10-point game. Warriors trailing here at Willamina High School. True Gibbons to the line, and it's been the True Gibbons show, Ron. 13 in the first half, 11 in the second half, and he goes to the line to see if he can add to that total. He takes the dribble and buries the foul shot. So he is at 25 in the game now. Is this going to be back-to-back games? We give up a 30-point score? That's not boding well for your defense if that happens. Second one, good for Gibbons. 26 in the game, and a timeout taken by Scott. 1:39 remaining fourth quarter. 49-37, Willamina up. It's going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take one more break here and be back probably for the finish of this game. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
.139 left to go in this one, folks. 49-37, Willamina with the lead on the back of True Gibbons. 5'8", 5'9", senior point guard, three-point shooter extraordinaire. He has, I believe, 6 threes tonight, and he's only missed a couple. One of them he was forcing up at the end of the quarter. Warriors basketball. Blake backs it out. They've got to score quick. You can't mess around. Blake gets in to the lane to Ward. Right through Ward's hands and out of bounds.
I mean, that's almost an impossible pass. It's got to be a bounce.
Got to be a bounce pass, or you got to put some touch on it, at least.
Yeah.
Ward's not going to catch a pass from 6 feet away, throwing at him as like a bullet at his waist. Gibbons gets it into Vanasek. He travels. He's been traveling all night. First time they've called it. Warriors get a break. Get the ball back, but the breaks don't matter if you don't start making some shots.
Yeah.
We've got at least three wide open lay-ins that we've missed, and there's the lob inbounds, and Wart got held, no call, and a steal by the Bulldogs. Milton brings it up the floor, puts the brakes on, and they foul him. Milton will go to the line to shoot two. Well, 1-1. That's the eighth team foul on the Warriors. Milton having a pretty good night, 11 points. He's got 3 threes and then a lay-in down here a couple trips ago. 1:15 left to go. Milton, first one, no good. Wart high for the rebound. Finds Blake. Blake brings it up. Right corner three, Nelson, no good. Wart with a push. That'll be five on him. And that'll put Bruckner on the line. Shoot, 1-1.
It's Kodiak.
Oh, it's Kodiak. I didn't see that. I thought it was Wart. I think Wart thought it was Wart. So Jaeger gets his fifth instead, so he's out. Parr coming in. Scott Nelson, nothing he could do over there but kind of scratch his head. It wasn't a coaching issue tonight. It's an execution issue. How many missed shots? At least three missed wide-open uncontested lay-ins. So there's 6 points right there in a 12-point game. Missed free throws. And missed wide-open looks. And not very good defense. And I don't think it's a scheme issue. I think it's an effort issue of kids knowing where shooters are. You can't do that from the sideline. The kids know who Gibbons is. They know what kind of shooter he is. You have to know where he is all the time. Bruckner hits the first. Second one by Ian. No good. Oh. Wart with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Nelson. Nelson, three-point line, drives in, kicks it out. Steal by Milton. Milton was just playing the passing lane, waiting for the kick out to Blake, knowing the Warriors wanted to go for three. A minute left to go. Milton will go to the line. You might as well empty your bench at this point if you're Scott.
Yeah.
Because
13 points.
13, about to be more probably. As
a minute.
Milton's going to shoot two as the Warriors head to the double bonus here. Scott continuing to coach and teach on the sideline. But I wonder at this point how much kids are listening. With these types of losses, they've had a few of these this year. First one by Milton, good. One more.
Miss.
Misses that one. Parr over to Blake. Corner, three area. They go to inside out. Parr up top for three, hits it. Tyler Parr. Two out of three from three-point range tonight. Warriors foul quickly. They foul Gibbons. So, you know, if you foul Milton, if you foul Vanasek, if you foul Bruckner, you might have a chance, right?
Yeah.
If you foul Gibbons, look at him walking to the line. He's like, good, bring it on. Give me the ball. I'm ready to shoot. All the Bulldogs get back. Gibbons hits the first. He might have been the most underrated player in the league coming into the season. You know, he's not a kid anybody talks about. How many has he got? I think he's at 27, 28. Now, answering the question of athletic director Derek Barnett, back to a 13-point game. McNulty into the game, into the corner. White for three, no good. Rebound by Vanasek, and I think we can be done fouling now. 37.6 seconds to go. Even in the NBA, down 13 at this point, you're not coming back. It takes too long to get shots off in high school. You're not going to come back five possessions down. It's just not going to happen. Not in my lifetime, anyway, have I seen that. Vanasek misses the free throw.
And called the right shooter.
Yeah, they finally got the right one, didn't they? Be nice if they hadn't fouled Gibbons a couple times here in the fourth. But even more important, it'd be nice if the Warriors could actually make a basket. Second one good by Vanasek. They move it to 14. White to Parr. 22-footer. No good. And Onslaught with the rebound. He's fouled. 29 seconds. 14-point game. Just not really sure what the strategy is here. Because we're not making shots. And it really doesn't do any good to keep allowing them to add to their total at this point. If we were making a couple of threes in there and whittling away at this lead, that'd be one thing. But at this point, the whittling is not happening. Onstott hits the free throw. We got five in the game. You know, their big guys have done a really good job rebounding, playing defense, staying out of foul trouble, clogging up the lane. They get Onstott, they get Collins in there, and Coach Tony emptying his bench. Getting a couple, three guys into the game here, two right now. So he gets Vanasek and Bruckner out. Scott does likewise. As Streeter, Hatch, and who else came in the game? I missed him. Tristan Smith came in the game. Are out. And Nelson, Blake, everybody on the bench now from the starting unit. One more for Onstott. It's up and no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Misses. Gets it again. Dribbles it out. And a timeout taken by Cliff Tony. And that'll do it, folks. I probably could have said that a couple minutes ago, the way the Warriors played here in the fourth quarter. We have 6 points in the fourth quarter, Ron. We've been outscored 18-6 in the fourth quarter. So a three-point game coming into the fourth, and then just absolutely
even though we had subs in the ball game, Willamina has a shooter on the foul line. Everybody else is in the backcourt. He got his own missed shot.
Well, you'll have to identify who boxed him out for me, Ron. Yeah, that guy. The guy that doesn't play. Nobody boxed him out. Yeah. Warrior fans headed out of here.
He takes a shot, and then he gets his own rebound.
Yep.
Yeah, there's just not much spirit right here.
Milton gets it in to Gibbons, on top to Watkins. He's got the ball out by the center circle, swings it over to Baczynski, down low to Gibbons. Gibbons back out to Baczynski, swings it out to Milton, back to Baczynski.
Shooting
left corner three, no good. And they get their own rebound. Oh, they lose it out of bounds. That was Lopez trying to secure the ball. 6.2 seconds remaining. That should be the final score. 55-40, I think, is what we're going to have, barring the three-pointer here. Hatch doesn't even shoot it. And that is the end. All I can say, Ron, is an absolutely terrible loss for the Warriors. They were down three after one. They were down four at halftime, three after three, and then absolutely blown out in the fourth quarter here on the road.
Boy.
Warriors were led tonight. Zach Blake had 12 points. Sammy White with 10. Jaeger, 5. Parr, 6. Nelson, 3. Wart, 4. And that was it for the scoring for the Warriors. True Gibbons, on the other hand, 13 at halftime. And then he had, let me get a total for you, 9, 15, so 28 total in the game. Brad Milton with 12. Vanasek, 5. Collins, 4. Onstott, 5. That's it. Bruckner, 1. But True Gibbons, we had 40 points. He had 28.
Yeah.
And so when you're letting guys shoot 6 wide-open three-pointers, and only one of them was contested, really. 5 of those 6 were wide-open threes. Just a very disappointing defensive effort for the Warriors there in the fourth quarter. And offensively, just couldn't get anything going. So,
well, you got one day to regroup, then you're going to play a very good Horizon Christian team on Friday night.
At home.
At home.
So we'll be back on the air. Plan to be there, bring you that game. Hopefully we won't have any technical difficulties. So I don't think there's much else Ron and I can say about this game tonight. There's not a lot of analysis needed.
Nope.
So thanks for joining us. Wherever you are tonight, listening to KLYC McMinnville Radio, we appreciate Dave Adams and all of his help in bringing you these broadcasts. That's it for us tonight. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah.